Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In the Middle Ages, scientists and philosophers searched for transformation of things, to explore the nature of our physical world, to experiment with unknown elements and processes, and to explore the intersection between religion and observed phenomenon, between philosophy and science. Alchemy. Some of its practitioners were ridiculed. Some were persecuted. Some were the creators of theories that became the basis for modern invention and technology. Some number among history's greatest thinkers. The most notorious search, of course, was for the conversion of base metals into gold, a pursuit that mixed ideas of altruism with greed, of intellectual discovery with power. The search has always continued, and while not gold, results are found in modern expression as genetically modified substances, synthesized materials, nuclear physics, and other discoveries that have transformed our understanding of nature, our ways of thinking, our values, and our behaviors. Such ideas and capabilities push our limits, test our strengths and weaknesses, and determine the success and failures of our societies and our lives. Let me offer an exhilarating contemporary example. An invention, first published in 2017 in the journal Science, two teams of scientists from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the University of California, Berkeley, led by Professors Omar Yagi and Evelyn Yang, have built and demonstrated an appliance that pulls all the water household needs out of the air, even in dry or desert climates, using only the power of the sun. We are aware of this potential and various primitive, inexpensive solutions to gather and conserve water, rainwater off roofs or fog catchers, nets erected to capture condensed water from human air, actions that serve in some places but are vulnerable, uncertain, and without much upscale potential. Some of us have dehumidifiers in our homes, inefficient, power-demanding, and useless in low-humidity places or without access to very costly electricity. This is fundamentally different and astonishing in its prospect. The appliance relies on a new system that, according to a UC Berkeley press release, on materials derived by Dr. Yagi called metal organic frameworks, or MOFs, some 20 years ago, combining magnesium or aluminum with organic molecules to create miniature arrangements, forming grid porous structures ideal for storing gases and liquids, a technology that has found many uses, particularly in petrochemical processing. In 2014, quote, Yagi and his UC team synthesized a MOF combination of zirconium and adipic acid that binds water vapor and suggested to Dr. Wang, a mechanical engineer at MIT, that they join forces to turn the MOF concept into a water-collecting system, unquote. And that they did. By compressing MOFs between a solar absorber and a condenser plate placed in a chamber open to the air, a device that in its first configuration test showed that 1 kilogram of the material could collect about 3 quarts of fresh water per day, about enough to supply drinking water for one person from air at 20% humidity, powered at no cost by the sun. There are certainly many advances to be made to bring this idea to utility and the accessibility required, but refine this. Scale this, and you have a modern-day transformation with extraordinary social implication. Says Dr. Yagi, quote, our vision is to have water off-grid, where you have a device at home running on ambient solar, delivering water that satisfies the needs of the household. I call it personalized water, unquote. Personalized water. That is what is called for by the World Water Manifesto that established water as a basic human right that must be guaranteed to every person on Earth in an amount required for individual survival. In a time when water is becoming industrialized, privatized, and controlled by corporate forces, perhaps indifferent to this critical societal need, the availability of water through such technology obviates ownership and provides from nature and the water cycle, from the ocean fresh water continuum, a base supply, water from air, an alchemy delivering liquid gold to everyone. This is hydraulic society, and it is all around us. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network. Find our podcast on iTunes and at worldoceanobservatory.org.
Thank you.